All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 61. Learning Today is sponsored by David Katz in memory of his grandmother, Chana Bas Yaakov, and by Alicia and Mark Stein in memory of Rodney Grundman. Okay, so I think we'll do a few of the MythBusters Be'inyanei Parshas HaShavua, a few interesting ones that arise from Bereishis and Noach specifically. Some halachic, some less halachic. Today's happens to be a little more halachic. But I was thinking along those lines, so we'll share some of those. So today, we'll talk about, is one allowed to, are we allowed to look at a rainbow? So rainbows are beautiful, I'm definitely guilty of it. You know, driving down the, or walking down the street to be a little safer. And you see a rainbow, you take a picture, you want to share it. I've seen people, you know, from their vacations, see like an entire arc going across the sky. Really magnificent. So is that something we're supposed to be doing, encouraged to be doing, allowed to be doing? What's the deal with looking at rainbows? So there is a bracha to make on rainbow, right? I was like once, maybe I was in shul, I don't remember where I was, and like someone saw a rainbow, I said, oh, everybody, let's go outside and make the bracha on the rainbow. Like, are we supposed to be leaving where we are to go and find the rainbow to make a bracha on it? So what's the deal with that? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Haroeh Keshes, Omer, you know, the bracha. So somebody who sees a rainbow, you make the bracha. The bracha is Zocher Habris Neman Bevris of a kind of Mamaro. Hashem remembers his covenant and is trustworthy to uphold the covenant. So the covenant from Parshas Noach, quite famously, after the Mabul was complete and the world was destroyed, and then Noach and his family left the Teva. So Hashem showed Noach the sign of a rainbow, and that represented Hashem's covenant that should he ever want to destroy the world again, at least via a flood, which is somewhat limiting, he will not, and the sign of that is a rainbow. So we take that to mean whenever we see a rainbow, that's a sign that Hashem really was ready to destroy the world but decided not to, and he is reminded of this by the rainbow. So that being the case, it's clear that we're not looking for the sign of the, you know, for a rainbow to be in the sky, because that represents Hashem's anger that he was this close to destroying us but he remembered the rainbow. In fact, there's a Gemara in Ksubis which tells the story of two Amorayim in Gan Eden. And basically, one of them asked the other, did you ever see a rainbow in your life? And he said, yes. And he took that to mean that he wasn't such a tzaddik, because had he been enough of a tzaddik, then Hashem would have never have needed to like get to that point of, you know, wanting to destroy the people. But then, I remembered I can't, because, you know, they're the covenant of the rainbow. If he was such a tzaddik, his zechus alone would have saved the people. It would never have gotten to... So a tzaddik, you know, the Gemara is implying, should never, you know, have the occurrence of seeing a rainbow in the sky, because if his tzidkus really is real, genuine righteousness, that in and of itself should carry enough weight to prevent Hashem from ever getting to the point that he would want to destroy the world. So that's what we see from Chazal. And... that's what we see from the Shulchan Aruch. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch says, so that's, you know, we're not looking for it. We're not looking for it. If we see it, it's a sign that, you know, of Hashem's anger, but he's remembering not to destroy us. Let's say we do see it, so then we're supposed to make a bracha, but the Shulchan Aruch says, v'asr lehistakel bo yosef. You're not supposed to stare at it. Glance at it, make a bracha, but you're not supposed to stare at it. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah says that, something, quoting the Gemara, if you do stare at it, then your eyesight will be diminished. So it's very heavy stuff. It's very heavy stuff. We're not looking for it. If we see it, we're only supposed to glance at it and then make the bracha and not stare at it. So one of the reasons, as I've been saying thus far, is clearly that it's a symbol of Hashem wanting to destroy us but holding back. So it's not like a favorable position to be in. It's like, you know, what can I do? I would love to, you know, kick you out of the school, whatever, but, you know, parents on the board. It's like that, what can I do? Zechus avos. So it's not like a favorable position to be in. But there is a flip side. The flip side is quoted here in the Piskei Chuvos. Again, Kabbalah, take it for however much we understand Kabbalah, but Piskei Chuvos quotes a Zohar, which really comes from the opposite angle, and says that Hamistakel bekeshes kemisha mistakel b'shechina, that someone who looks at a rainbow, when you look at a rainbow, it's like you're looking at the Shechina, looking at God. And the Tikkuni Zohar quotes that we don't really see the rainbow in all of its essence and brightest colors, because there's klipos surrounding it, and we can't really see it. But should a person be able to truly see the essence of a rainbow in its brightest colors, miyad Mashiach yavo, Mashiach would come immediately. So there is this other side of the equation, that it's not so much that it's the simon klala, but it's like representative of God himself, and that is too much for us to behold. So whichever side of the spectrum, you know, falls on, we're clearly not supposed to stare at a rainbow, for whichever one of the very opposite reasons. theoretically, seeing it, it is a sign of God's anger, as the simple meaning of the Gemara would be. Perhaps God shows up in the, you know, the Shekhinah shows up in the rainbow. That's the idea of the Zohar. But if we see it, we do make a bracha, but only glance at it, don't stare at it. And that's the deal with seeing a rainbow.